Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Rome, you sound better when you're sitting closer to the mic.
Well, thank you. I just adjusted. Just
bring the large black thing closer to your mouth.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Yeah. Get closer to it.
I am a boy, Damon. I am a boy. You are not going to talk to me like that.
All right, we're ready to go when you guys are.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm finna kick this thing off.
3, 2, 1. What's going on, y'all? I'm Peanut Tillman, and as always, I got my guy, Roman. I am a boy, Harper, with me right now, and this is the NFL Players Second Acts podcast. What's up? I am a boy.
Well, thank you, Peanut. You know, before the show started, you came at me quite aggressively, and I had to just make sure you knew where I stand, Damon. Thank you, sir.
No worries. I'm good.
And this morning, we have a special guest with us. And look, this young man was a baller in the league. Not only that, but he's doing amazing things off the field in his second act. Personally, I actually got to witness him come in and talk to a group of young starters, businesses, and in early stage investing. They're in Frisco, Texas. He's from Texas, I do believe so. And he is running back, former running back, now business and entrepreneur, Justin Forsett. He was a running back in the NFL for 9 years, played with 7 different teams. That's amazing to say. In 2014, ran for more than 1,200 yards and made a Pro Bowl. That checks a lot of boxes. Also was among the NFL's top 100 players in 2014. He's the co-founder of Hustle Clean, a hygiene product company that was featured on Shark Tank. We're definitely going to hear more about that. He was also on Good Morning America, The View, and Everywhere. Justin Forsett, good morning. Welcome to the NFL Players Second Acts podcast.
Man, what an intro, man. I appreciate you, Roman, Peanut, for having me on the show. Excited to dig in today.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it, man.
So let's get right into it.
Yeah, jump in. Peanut, let's go, dog.
The Shark Tank.
Yeah, gotta know.
Hustle Clean, right? So you went on Shark Tank. Tell me, I watch the show. I've seen it. I'm not a businessman. I don't have the mindset to come up with my own invention, design, whatever.
Yep.
So I admire everyone that goes on that show because you have to be in a different mindset to be like, you know what? I think this is a great idea that some people just don't have or don't think. And I want to get it, make a lot of money, and obviously serve people with this great product, right? Sure. So has going on Shark Tank helped you with Hustle Clean?
Hold on. And before you answer that, I want you to tell Peanut the mindset of an entrepreneur, because that's also, you got to be brave to go out there and say, you know, I'm going to do this myself. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to start something and really run it to completion and kind of break down to how you got into that mode or space as well mentally. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, man. A lot of the attributes that you see being a professional athlete or playing in sports, that's what it takes to be a successful entrepreneur. So that just relentless mindset, the faith that within yourself to do something that most people are scared to. I always tell people that entrepreneurs, we're lion chasing. We're chasing something that scares most people. And but once you catch it, it is worth it, right? It is worth the journey. It's worth the ups and downs. And it for me to start this business while I was playing and to pursue it, it was a smooth transition because I'm used to chasing things that most people are scared of and playing in sports. So that the mindset came natural to me. That's why I fell into the entrepreneur space. I feel like God gave this to me. And to get into Shark Tank, it did wonders for my business, right? Not only externally in sales and awareness and distribution, but just internally how we operate, because we didn't get a deal on the show. I joke with people all the time. That's probably the worst pitch in Shark Tank history.
Why? You got to tell me why.
Yeah, you can't just get up there and stutter like the champ on Harlem Nights. What made it so bad?
It was a number of things. One, we started off, we was hot. I mean, we came out, we did a deep pass, like a Hail Mary. We went in, we scored right off the bat. The first couple of seconds, we started off the game hot. We got into the Q&A part, and it was three of us at the time. We had three partners, now we have two. But we got into the Q&A and couldn't tell the investors, the sharks, like a coherent story around the financials and why we needed funding. And when you know one, the number one rule when going into the Shark Tank and when raising capital is you have to know your numbers. It is like, you know, it is, you have to, it's non-negotiable, right? You got to be able to explain your numbers and understand that. And we were all over the place when it came to that in that space. So that when after that moment, I'll never forget that ride back, because when you are on Shark Tank, you got those props that are in the background, you have to take that back to Hollywood or wherever you rented that place. So you get a U-Haul and you pack your stuff up on your own and you take it back to wherever the rental location you got the stuff from. And I was sitting, it was me, my two business partners, I was in the middle, and that was the longest ride of my life, right? Because I just knew it was like worse than any fumble I've had in my career. But I had the resolve in me and the declaration inside of me that like, okay, this won't be the end of how people see me as an entrepreneur, right? That like I was gonna rebound from this bit of adversity and grow from it and learn from it and how we operate and do business. I was just determined to make a better impression. So it did wonders for us.
You know what? You know, Justin, I appreciate that, bro. I'm sorry you heard that piano. My son is sick, staying home from school, decided to be a piano guy all of a sudden out of nowhere. I apologize about that in the background if you heard that. But I just want all the listeners to know, hey, look, life is real, okay? Life is real, too, doing all this. So Justin, so you're sitting there in front of the sharks, and, like, this is, like, the dream opportunity for you, for most entrepreneurs, the dream opportunity. And so as you get told no, first of all, did you go in there thinking, like, all right, I want this guy to invest? Like, I always want to know that, too. Who was your dream shark?
Lori Grenier.
Okay, and why?
Because we had heard that she was one of the investors or sharks that were really hands-on. And like, even after the show, like she was going to be really invested in her time and energy as well as capital. Mm-hmm. And she seemed like a really good fit. 65% of my customers are women. So It just made sense that Lori, using her resources and leveraging her assets, it made sense for a great partner.
And I heard you live tweeted this, the episode.
Oh, yeah, I did.
Well, how did that come about?
It was just like, okay, you know, you get hit in the mouth. How are you going to respond? Right? Are you going to just, allow it to cause you to sulk? Or are you going to allow it to push you to success? And I'm not a guy that when I'm back in the corner, I'm like, I'm going to flinch. Like I'm going to fight. So I wanted to use this as an opportunity, as a lesson, not only for my team, but also everyone else that are chasing their dreams. Like, this doesn't have to be the end of it. Just because you may have made a misstep, the only L's we take are lessons in life. Right. So I'm just going to grow from it.
Now, for those that don't know, tell us what Hustle Clean is.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, we hadn't even got into that.
No. So Hustle Clean is a mission.
I stink right now. So I'm trying to help me out, brother. Help me out.
We got you. So Hustle Clean is a mission-driven self-care brand for the active lifestyle. So we do hygiene, wellness, and recovery products for the everyday athlete and fitness enthusiast. So our big goal is to end toxic hustle within the community, in the wellness community.
So tell me this, because I thought it was hilarious, because a lot of people don't know this if you've never been in a locker room.
Yeah,
that your mindset came from the shower pill.
Yeah, for sure. So even if our first product is called a shower pill. So even if you look at the packaging here of Hustle Clean, it's shower pill on top. So it came from that moment when a shower is optimal but not possible. Like, you got guys in the locker room that was being dirty, having these deferred shower moments where you just finished up a long practice and you're going to wait till you get home or wait hours later into shower instead of getting in right away. They're saying they're taking a shower pill. It's like, nah, you being stank. So we wanted to come up with a solution because there were other people that were dealing with this type of moment because of whatever reasons, like time poor individuals. They were living dynamic schedules, on the go, a lot of errands. And so we wanted to come up with a solution. And yeah, we did.
I think the linemen are probably the stinkiest people on the team.
They got a lot of crevices, bro. I know.
I just think our linemen. Never have I ever smelled funk like I have in linemen.
Tell me this: so after you leave Shark Tank, when you're sitting back, you got that long car ride back. You and your partners, you're sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
That experience, how did it help you evolve the business? Like, what did you guys go from there? Like, you know what? We got punched in the mouth. What do we have to bounce back and do?
One is just like more ownership for myself. And like, I just retired from the game. At that point, I was probably like a couple months out of retirement. So fully immersed myself in the business as CEO and running it. And I just realized, like, me personally, I had to have more ownership on every department that, you know, whether it's marketing, finance, legal. Like, I had to understand everything. I may not run the day-to-day on every single department, but I had to have ownership enough where I can communicate to anybody about the business. So I took accountability there and just really studied, learned the game, learned as much as I could. I knew nothing about P&L statements and balance sheets and margin and EBITDA and none of those things beforehand, but I just like had to learn a new playbook. So
what's EBITDA?
Yeah, I was literally in my mind.
Like,
I
don't feel like something you catch on your feet. Oh, man, I just got that EBITDA. I need some high Hustle Clean on my feet. I got EBITDA.
Yeah. So it's basically your bottom line at the end. Like, you look at your profit and loss statements. It's like, what do you take in? What money do you take in after earnings, benefits, interest, tax, amortization, like all those things, like you take that into account. Like, at the very bottom line, this is what you're bringing home.
All right. That's what's up.
It is at the bottom, Peanut, by your feet.
I see why you, instead of, yeah, man, I check my EBITDA.
Yeah, check my EBITDA.
Well, you got to check the bottom line. And hey, man, look at my EBITDA, fool. That's what's up.
Yeah.
All right. So one of the, I know you said one of the most emotional or something you're very proud of is the deal that you guys got when you signed with Target.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Talk about that. Talk about like getting signed and like your first, you know, first big gig and them signing. How was that for you? How was that feeling?
Yeah, man, it was amazing. Cause I think about at that moment, there are a lot of people still doubting the business and the idea. I mean, we had just got rejected on Shark Tank a few months earlier. there's still people like, man, why would you even come up with this product? Yeah, this disposable washcloth, like, you know, just get in the shower. Like, there's no need for your product. Like, it is not worth investing in. There's no retailer that's going to pick you up. And then all of a sudden, on my, I think it was 2018, I put in my journal, and I have a journal. I write down all my goals and aspirations that I have for the year. And one of my goals was to get in a big box retailer. And that big box retailer, I wanted it to be Target, because they're like at the top of the top when you talk about quality and the retail service. And I wasn't going to go to the Super Bowl that year, because that year was in Minneapolis. And I go to Super Bowl every year to promote the brand, because, yeah, who want to be in Minneapolis in February?
I was there.
it was cold. But the NFLPA sent out an email saying that we're going to give a business tour to Target. And I'm just like, okay, this is my shot. So I got that like a week before the Super Bowl. And I'm like, I had some friends that that lived up there. I stayed on their couch throughout the Super Bowl. And I went to the tour, packed my product in a backpack. After we took the tour, I pitched to the buyer of the personal care category. And literally a few months later, a few weeks later, actually got in touch with her offline. She's like, I think this is a viable product for our category. Let me connect you with the right people. 3 months later, I'm in store in a 500 store test. 3 months out of that, after that, I'm full chain. So I'm in every single Target store across the country. And the business turns around just like that. And we off to the races, and we got word, and it was a blessing.
Damn. So did you take the experiences that you learned from failing on Shark Tank, like that lesson? Did you take all that, like knowing the numbers and everything? So when you went for the pitching with that buyer, because I'm sure he or she probably asked you some of the similar questions, though, right?
It's a little different, but you definitely have to have your numbers. You got to know just like the value proposition of the business. Like, what are you offering? What kind of sales do you think you're going to provide? What kind of incremental sales you think you're going to provide to the category? Why should it's like taking somebody's spot on a roster. In order to go into the store, somebody has to go. Like, if you got to have a product on the shelf, somebody is losing a job. Somebody is losing space on the shelf. So you have to pitch in and position yourself in a way that's like, oh, this is unique. This is going to bring value to the category or to the team. And they saw it. They saw the vision, and we were able to sell that. So it was an emotional time. Like, I was probably more emotional on that day than I was on my draft day.
I was going to say, is that comparable to, like, man, when you get it, like, you finally get that email saying, like, this is it. First of all, congratulations, because
it's big.
Yeah, it's real huge. To hear that story, to be kicked down, and you all of a sudden, it's just the way God works, and you connect, like, man, this was in my journal. I've been talking about this. The NFL talks about, you know, they send out this email. You're going to have a chance to meet with somebody, maybe possibly Target. You're like, dude, I'm sleeping on couches. Yep. Like, that's the mindset of an entrepreneur, too. It's like, you're willing to do whatever it takes until the goal is met. And so, and you know, and all of a sudden, you nail down your elevator pitch, because you got to have that ready to go at all times. Always. And you get in. And I never heard anybody mention or talk about that. I don't think most of our listeners actually think about, when you get on the shelf, somebody else is going off. And yeah, so how do you stay up there? And because everybody always talks about getting to the top, and we're always so focused about the person or the company in front of us, we never worry about the one behind us. And that's the one, the most dangerous one, because they're the one that's going to catch you and pass you up.
Yeah. It's about continuing to add value. It's about building relationship with the buyer. And even though, you know, some of them may change it every once in a while, there may be a coaching change, but it's just continue to show your value and show up at every single meeting, every single calendar, because it's like it's not like a full ride. Like, it's like year to year. Like, you're not promised a 4 year situation with the retailer. You have to prove yourself, you know, on a quarterly basis, on a yearly basis. And we've been able to do that by the positioning, the offering that we have, the packaging that we have, the mission that we have, and just building a good rapport with the store. So we've been in there 5 years now. Blessed. We just introduced a new Epsom salt mineral relief soap that just went into stores and Target stores all across the country. And they've been a value partner since that day.
It's kind of funny, though, that you say you take somebody off the shelf, right? So we all can attest to this, right? We all got drafted. There were 53 men on the roster before we got there.
Yeah.
They draft 7 to 10 players a year, you know, rookies that they draft. Plus you bring in a couple of undrafted free agents, and then your third string, second string, ultimately you want to be a first string. You know what I'm saying? Yep. You want to be a number one, you want to start. So mm-hmm. we taking somebody off that shelf, right?
Yep.
I think that's comparable. So when you,
exactly.
yeah, I tell people I'm greedy. Greed is good. I mean, I saw the movie Wall Street, and Gordon Gekko or Greco, he used to say it, man, greed is good. Rome, let's create something.
we literally just admitted that neither one of us have the entrepreneur mindset.
I am, brother. But, hey, check like, it, though. I'm inspired right now, though. Like, you cannot
we can
tell
do
me.
It. Like,
you cannot tell me you're not inspired. You're
no,
not inspired.
I am completely inspired. That's why I would love to maybe invest. All right, here we go. I got another question for Justin. So in a documentary, Life After, you were on that. I thought it was a great episode.
Thank you.
You said you tried to leverage the NFL shield as much as possible when starting out with Shower Pill.
Yeah, yeah.
You used teammates, the facility, the locker room, team photographers, all those things to spread the word about it. Do you think, in your personal opinion, guys in the NFL leverage the NFL brand enough for their own personal gain?
I don't think as much as they can. I think some do. But, I mean, the NFL gets a lot out of us, right? They
True.
Get a ton out of us. And I think that more players, they have the opportunity to use that shield to propel them into the next season or chapter in life. But for whatever reason, maybe they are uncomfortable with doing so, or, you know, the whole adage of thinking or the mindset of thinking that if you're not 100% focused on football, you're being distracted.
Yep.
So they don't want to come off that way. But for me, I wanted to build something. I was fired 2 times in my first season in the NFL. And my third year, when I came up with the business idea with my teammates, that Sports Illustrated article came out about going broke, and you know that whole number about 80% of players are bankrupt after divorced or depressed 2 years after playing, which may or may not be true. But that was kind of a joke to my system. Like, I wanted to not be in that number, and I wasn't going to allow anything to stand in my way. Like, for me, I'm an undersized running back. I'm 195 pounds, you know, and I was able to go up against Giants every Sunday and live out my dream playing on the NFL, in the NFL. And the same thing, entrepreneurship. Like, I wasn't going to allow anything to stand in my way. I don't care. I may not have the experience. I may not have the team, but I'm going to make sure that at the end of the day, we're in the right position, or the best position possible to be successful. And I was going to leverage whatever I had. So that was my mindset.
Yeah. And so you started this business while you were playing.
Yeah.
All right. And so what would your message be to current players about how important it is to possibly start working toward their post-career lives or whatever their goals or aspirations may be while playing?
I would say if you're a current player, the transition starts now. I don't care if you're a first year or you're in your 12th year in the NFL. The transition starts now. So start investing in your future. Start figuring out things like what you're interested in, your passions. And a lot of people think, man, I don't have enough time. Now on the entrepreneur side, like, I do this every single day. Like, I wish I had the time that I had in the NFL. Like, I'm more busy now than I ever was playing football. And the NFL guys, your schedule, you got an off day built in. You have rest periods throughout the day that's built in. I don't have any of that. Like, I have to be intentional about getting time off myself. So just use that to your advantage. Start thinking about your future, because it's going to make that transition a lot more smoother.
So what kind of boss are you?
I can be very demanding, but my approach is because I expect a level of excellency, right? Because of my background. But I'm like if you want a football terms, I'm a Tony Dungy guy. Like, I care more about the men and women themselves than their actual productivity. Now, you got to produce in order to be on the team, right? That's a non-negotiable. but I'm trying to figure out ways in which I can help you reach your goals. How can I provide value? Because I believe I'm not here just to consume or just to be transactional or to make a lot of money. Mm-hmm. I want to help you get to wherever you're trying to go. It may not be here for the rest of your career, but I want to have that positive impact where you can say, man, I enjoy my time at Hustle Clean. I enjoy working for Justin. He changed my life.
And about how many employees do you currently have right now?
It's small. We're eight man team.
Eight man team. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So what kind of growing pains do you have, going through and learning the business world as an entrepreneur? I've been around you, Justin, in this setting, and I think you handle yourself professionally. I mean, you come across as a guy that's all no nonsense. You know your business, you know your worth. And the fact that you have this football background, man, you come in with, like, you got shoulder pads on. You own your own space. So, like, could you maybe talk to me just about the part of learning this side of it? You talked about it a little bit earlier that you said, like, you know, after we failed this one, I had to be more involved. Talk about the other things that you've learned now that you got more involved.
Yeah, I think, like, in order to lead well, you must read. Like, great leaders read. And I had to become a student of the game of just, like, learning books. Like, if you see behind me, I got all of my books back here from some amazing authors, amazing entrepreneurs that have been there and done that, right? I'm trying to surround myself around people that have done some of the things I want to accomplish, great mentors and advisors within the business. That's been, very important for my growth and just really understanding the consumer packaged goods industry, which is the industry I'm in. Because, again, when I got in a huddle, no different than football, when I got in a huddle with Peyton Manning, he would give me three things in every single huddle. He would give me warning, he would give me encouragement, and he would give me instruction. In every single huddle, he would give me a form of all those things. So I have to have that in my entrepreneur journey. I need people to give me warning. I need people to encourage me along the way. I need people to give me instruction and guidance so I can avoid some hurdles and obstacles that are avoidable. I had to have that around me, and I start putting pieces in place so I have that good support system and that good huddle in my entrepreneur journey. Reading, learning as much as I can, listening to podcasts. That has kind of been like part of the growing process for me because I knew nothing. It was like literally from zero to get this business growing.
Yeah, I'm big into reading. I'm trying to get Rome to read a little bit more. I'm a guy of quotes, and
yes, it's amazing. Let me tell you, that is a hidden talent for Peanut Tillman that nobody really knows.
That this he can guy, read?
No, that he has quotes. Like, he has like 1,000 quotes. I mean,
I have quotes in my phone. I'm all about just staying. You're either green and growing or ripe and rotten. And I want to be green. I want to continue to grow and learn and challenge myself, push myself.
All right. Tell us about the two initiatives you have with Hustle Clean, Shower to the People and Free Play.
Oh, yeah. A lot of companies, especially in this day and age, a lot of companies have a mission. Mm-hmm. But we like to say we're a mission that just so happens to be a company. Like, we felt like we have this to really, truly impact lives and change lives for the better around us and in our communities. And because of that, we not only invest in the quality of our goods, we invest in the quality of the people around us. And we do that by Shower to the People, our disposable washcloth, antibacterial towelettes, that the shower pill product. Those products we send out to communities that lack access to clean water. So they use that when in time of disaster, or time for relief. We sent product to Flint, Michigan in their water crisis when the kids and mothers and elderly couldn't get into the water and use the water. We've been to Uganda with John Hopkins Hospital. We've been to Puerto Rico after Hurricane Maria. We just sent about $200,000 worth of product to Ukraine for the refugees in Poland. So we do a lot of good there just with the product. And we're blessed to be able to have that type of impact with the physical good. And then Free Play is our charity that we have, me and my partner started alongside this business, to provide scholarships to youth sports athletes that have been priced out. Mm-hmm. As I have 5 kids right now, most of them are in sports. And I have, seen a lot of like single parent homes just like struggling to provide registration, travel, equipment, as those things are skyrocketing. And I don't think, and we don't think that kids should be priced out of sports if they want to play because there's so many benefits that you get from it. So we make sure that we foot the bill, we provide money and mentorship to youth sports athletes in that way.
Hey, that's shout out to your wife. You got five kids?
Yeah.
And run the business?
Yeah, yeah.
That's Peanut, what's up.
Me and Peanut were crazy. We stopped at four.
We stopped.
Yeah. The fifth one snuck up on me, if I'm honest.
Surprise! That's what that baby name is, surprise.
Yeah.
Mommy, why am I such a surprise? Ask your dad.
Yeah.
Right now, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with Justin Forsett.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring body wash and bar soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
What was your welcome to the NFL moment?
Ooh.
Like, which guy rocked your world?
Man, I would say back then we were doing a lot of running backs, linebackers doing those one-on-one pass pro drills with the garbage cans, and you're just running full speed 10 yards apart and just running into each other. And I was really good at the drill. Like, that was probably the best. Like, if there was an elite part of my game, pass protection was it, right? People would try to run me over because I was
smaller.
Yeah, I was smaller. But I had leverage and I was strong, right? So Leroy Hill was a linebacker, went to Clemson. He was a veteran, and he had the big old helmet and horse collar.
What year is this?
This is 2008. All 2008, right. When I'm with the Seattle Seahawks. And, man, when I pass protected him in those garbage cans, I was just like, wow, there was a tingle from my, like, from the top of my head all the way down to my spine, right? When I would have to block him, and because he was just a load. He was about 230, 240, and he was one of those old school linebackers that was just gonna, like, just go downhill every single snap. So that was a moment for me.
Did the helmet come off, buckle, none of that, chin strap?
No,
but it didn't come out.
It instantly put me in prayer. Like, you just, I went in and we collided, and I was like, okay, God, I feel your presence here. I feel that.
Shabbatoska.
I felt a numbing in my spirit.
You know how hard somebody got to hit you, and as soon as they hit you, you start praying?
Yeah, oh, man. Facts.
So, Justin, have you ever said a cuss word?
Maybe when I was younger, when I was a kid, I'm sure of it.
Okay. Marshawn Lynch says he's never heard you say a cuss word. And so, yeah.
Not in adulthood, but.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. So that means you must have found your faith. At what point did you find your faith? Like, how did that? Give me a little rundown, a quick synopsis of that, because I love hearing that, because everybody that's they know that time when they found their
food. Yeah,
for sure. I was 12 years old. I'm a PK. I'm a preacher's kid. I always heard about this guy, Jesus, that wanted to come in and change your life, had a plan and purpose for you. And I was at a point where even as a kid, I was a middle child, never really felt like I got the best or was even wanted at times, if I'm honest. And I was just like, man, I want to see what this is like, right? If the creator of the universe has a plan and purpose and wants to use me, I want to see, I want to test it. And my life has been changed since.
That's what's up.
Awesome, at 12.
Yep, that's what's
beautiful.
Up.
Beautiful. Okay, I got the next one. You all right?
Yep.
Who's, and this is a question we ask all the time, I can't wait to hear from yours. Who's on your personal Mount Rushmore that affected your life in a positive way? Your mentor, like leader, you got
anybody.
Four.
Anybody. It could be me, it could be Rome. We could take
it
up
could
two
be
of those
living,
spots.
It could be dead.
Oh,
four.
Man.
You only get four.
Parents yep. excluded or?
Hey, you, only get four. You only get four.
You only get four.
You do what you do. You only get four.
We don't give rules, but we just let you know you only get four.
I'm going to do mine without parents because I feel like that's a given.
Okay.
Wow. My high school coach, mm-hmm. Mike Barber. I'm going to say my wife.
Good pick. Cool points.
I'm going to say, changed my life. I'm going to say Gary Kubiak.
Offensive coordinator.
Yeah.
Was he your coach? Was your head coach too?
Yeah, he was my head coach in Houston and then offensive yep. coordinator in Baltimore. He's the reason why I got to Baltimore and had that year, those years in Baltimore. And then I'm going to say Francis Chan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Pastor. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say those.
Short guy.
Yeah.
San Francisco.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember we Rome, PAO.
Yeah, he was at PAO.
He was at PAO.
Oh, my gosh.
He was at PA once or twice.
Powerful speaker, yep. yeah.
Very, yep. very powerful speaker. That's actually where I met Rome. We met at PAO.
That's actually where we met, Peanut. That's actually, I was in your group. My first year in the league, I was in your group. Yeah, early on, I remember being in our breakout group together.
Yeah, PAO, man. That was, for those that don't know, PAO was it's a Christian fellowship organization that would bring in multiple football players, current, former, retired. And it was just this amazing prayer, celebration, singing. Yep. It was like church for 2 days. Justin, right now, I want you to fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. Right now, my life is?
Ooh, my life is purposeful.
We haven't had that answer.
I like that one. Purposeful. How so? Explain.
I'm just like in a season of life, like I'm truly fulfilled. I feel like there are a lot of people that are successful, but not a success. And I'm feeling like I'm a success right now in this season of life of just like, not everything is going right. Not everything is, you know, perfect, but I'm just operating in this journey, like embracing every single moment. And I feel like I'm doing what God has called me to do.
Man, I got to use that, bro. Like, cause I think that's where I'm at. Like, I don't think I'm like killing it. But I am successful, you know, and you just sometimes you need to appreciate that part of the journey, right? Like where you're literally at right now and just continue to just put those good days in front of you and just keep stacking them. And eventually you're going to look at the back. You're going to get out the end of the tunnel and just be like, oh, I did do that.
Yeah,
I did do that. Justin, man, I appreciate it, man.
I appreciate
everything
you
poured into us today and to our listeners about your journey, what it's like to be a modern day young black entrepreneur in this space. And I mean, hustle clean, bro. I mean, you literally took the idea that we all joked about in every locker room,
turned into
a shower pill and turned it into a business. I think it's outstanding.
That's dope. That's amazing.
Yeah. To think about all the little things and sayings that we all have in our everyday walks of life. How do we turn that into a monetary business or into somewhere where we can actually help? And like you're doing right now, giving back with your two with what is it? Shower to the People and Free Play. So not only taking your success, but also helping others and live their lives as well. So I appreciate you, Justin, for
Justin, I appreciate you, man. Thank you for hopping on. I feel like you should. You make me feel good about myself. Normally, when I talk to Rome, I just feel like running into a damn wall. But you make me feel good about myself. So I need to start messing with you, Mo, man. It's I feel the positive vibes.
Hit me up, man. Know.
Well, the biggest thing with me and Peanut, Justin, I'll be honest with you, is that Peanut's like sometimes he wants to jump off the cliff, and I'm like, bro, I'll jump with you. You know what I mean? I'm about in the same place. I don't even know. Like, so
I like the bond.
That's where we're at, bro. Well, here we go, man. Thank you again. Thank you for coming, bro. Thank you to the listeners for tuning in. I want to ask you to spread the word and to give us a rating, all positives, please. I'm begging for it. A review and a follow on Apple Podcasts, the iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for tuning in again to the NFL Players Second Acts podcast.
Just some young entrepreneurs trying to come up like our guy Justin. Check us out.
You go into your shower feeling tired, but as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at a store near you.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.